And joining us now to talk some Major League Baseball, as we're now at that point where everybody's sitting there at like 17-13, thinking their team is about to win a World Series. And yeah, we only have another 4 months left. So that's how baseball works. Joining us now to talk about Major League Baseball from the San Francisco Giants and lives here in Pensacola. Glad to call him a friend. Greg Litton joins us. Greg, how's your day going?
It's going great, Chad. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I haven't had me a margarita or any Mexican food yet, but hopefully that'll change shortly.
that's a good way to look at it right there, Greg. Well, looking right now at Major League Baseball, let's get into a little Q&A on some of the stuff that they've changed the rules, because I wanted to ask you the question. Right now, you've got guys that are playing seven innings left and right, because two things are happening. One, the doubleheaders are now seven innings, which some people say baseball takes so long, so they're doing that. But also, on the same time, they don't want a lot of the people waiting around the stadium in between games, so they're trying to get these things rolling. So they're not taking any chances on games that might be prolonged 3-4 hours, where in a lot of the older stadiums, you gather around. Anybody that's been to a baseball park knows you gather around huddled, waiting for it to stop lightning and stop, you know, raining, and then get back down on the field and watch the game. That's not going to happen anymore with COVID. What do you think, though, of pitchers? Should they get a no-hitter for seven innings? And on top of that, Greg, what do you think of the seven-inning rule for a doubleheader?
Well, first, let me address the seven-inning rule. That is just another one of the dumbest changes in Major League Baseball I've ever heard. When I heard that, I was just... I don't think you could find a major league player, I'm certain ex-players, that agree with what this commissioner is doing. I think it's absolutely a joke. We're told every year that, you know, the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, and they can't play 2 9-inning games like we did. Come on. Most fans, I mean, 9-inning games or doubleheaders, most fans aren't coming to sit there for 7 hours. 3 hours, well, they may be longer now, but when I was playing, a 3-hour game was fairly long in the National League anyway. And you have 30 minutes to an hour, whatever you have between them. You know, that's still 7 hours. Most fans aren't coming that long. We knew that. It's the makeup games. And so it's not about how many fans that are going to last that long. The same amount of fans that were going to come on that date are going to come regardless of whether it's one or two. They're going to stay for as long as they can or want to, and that's fine. Even in college, for crying out loud, we played a 9 and a 7. You're a professional athlete. If you can't play 2 9-inning games, you're just, I'm sorry, pathetic. On the other side of it, just like Bumgarner, you know, my old Giant, I don't know how you can pitch a scheduled 7-inning game and say it's not a no-hitter. I mean, that's just, you know, dumb and dumber. What do you mean it's not a no-hitter? I mean, it's not like he could have pitched any more innings. And people, you know, I've said, the rule was made when every game was 9 innings. So, yeah, they got to change that. That's just really dumb.
Well, and Greg, one of the things I wanted to ask was the situation with the umpires right now. Terry Francona, who's one of my favorites. I know in Boston he had his good times and bad times, but that's how managers are. I mean, Dusty Baker, you know, he goes out there. He had so many great teams, but he never got those titles like what you guys had with, you know, some of the ones back in the day, and what you see with a guy like, you know, Bruce Bochy, who Bruce Bochy actually went to school with my dad. They played in the same team at Melbourne High School together. But Bruce Bochy has a losing record in his career when he was with San Diego and some others, but he won 3 World Series. It's just how baseball works. It's up and down, and you see that all the time. But how can Angel Hernandez continue to have a job? Francona called him out. He goes, and this was a classic liner, but he said, how does it always work out where any time you're on our field, we always have controversy? And it's obvious. I mean, it's not even one of these kind of things where, you know, it's like the car that's driving with three wheels and the other one's just burning, like, because you're watching the back of the rim go and like cause sparks. You're like, this guy needs to get off the road, but I'm tired and it's 2 a.m. Let the cops deal with it. Like, this is, it's an obvious how bad he's been. Joe West has been bad, others, but Angel, how can we break away from this? Because the umpires have such a stronghold right now on what's going on in baseball and their union that it seems impossible, but everybody knows he's bad and he's hurting the game.
Well, Chad, all you need to know is, what was it, 10, 15 years ago when the umpires went on strike and the owners are so pathetic, they got pushed around by the umpires union. And I promise you, in secret, you know, in anonymous meetings, every major league player would tell you that these major league umpires can be replaced tomorrow with minor league umpires that want to work, that are hungry for a job, that'll do a better job. And the owners caved in. They even, a bunch of the umpires, I can't believe, I think they went on strike or whatever, but quit or something. And, well, some of them were accepted, like Joe West. Years ago, the owners didn't want him back. He had a bad attitude. He was terrible back when I played and had a bad attitude. And, well, the owners were forced to take him back, even though they didn't want him. And Joe, as bad as he's been, he's 10 times the umpire that Angel Hernandez is. Angel Hernandez complains about not getting postseason work because of racism. And made it to the major league is because of reverse racism. The dude is horrible. He's terrible. But the fact, and that's what, and I've always said this, it's not the major league umpires, you know, most of them weren't really good when they got there. It's the fact that once they get there, you can't get rid of them. I mean, what kind of quality would you have with major league players if once they got called up to the major league, they couldn't be sent back down for poor play or getting fat and lazy? Well, it would be terrible, because without competition, you don't have the level of quality that Major League Baseball should have. And these umpires, they can't do anything about Angel Hernandez because of a union. And so they're basically stuck with this guy, and that's what the biggest problem is. They're not even rewarded, or I don't know if it's changed.
Sad.
It used to be for the playoffs. It wasn't even who the best umpires are, you know, work the playoff and World Series. It was just a rotation, so they all get a piece of the pie, even if they stunk all year. Terrible.
Well, yeah, and I think it's interesting that you brought up the players, Greg, because I was going to ask you, like, or I was going to see what your thought was as far as the players were, and they can't get complacent like a guy like maybe Andrew Hernandez has, where you get into the show and then you're just there for the ride, and then you complain about not getting, you know, time as an umpire in the postseason. Like, as a player, there was no, I'm assuming there was no moment where you could get complacent at all with your spot on a roster, because there were guys, as you mentioned, with the umpires in the minor leagues, there's players in the minor leagues who are trying to get up to the bigs and be able to get that chance. So, you know, is Andrew Hernandez, I guess, is he the worst umpire you've ever seen? Or in your playing days, who
I'll answer that. Yes, he's the worst umpire ever. I mean, he's...
If there's somebody that in your playing days you hated the most, or you knew going into the game, you're like, crap, this is the guy who's calling balls and strikes?
Oh, absolutely. Joe West.
Eric Gregg was pretty bad.
Well, he was on my... three lists of Joe West, Bruce Fromming, and the worst part about those two is not only were they not the best umpires, oh, they just bad attitude. You're in Atlanta, it's 98 degrees day game, and it's hotter and just, you know, well, you know. And dead sit behind the plate, they get there 20 minutes before the game. They're not there 2.5-3 hours before the game working out like we are. They're not there 2 hours after the game working out, getting treatment like we are. They show up 20-30 minutes before the game, get dressed. They're out there for the length of the game. They go in, shower, and leave. They weren't even rubbing the baseballs up like they're supposed to. The clubhouse guys were rubbing the baseballs up with the mud. And so Bruce and Joe would sit in behind the plate. Every time the catcher would go to the mound, they'd start, oh, my goodness, what's he going to tell him now? And I wanted to just turn around and say, you lazy, just piece of garbage. You know, shut up and do your job, you know. But, of course, you can't say that. But then, and Eric Gregg was just awful, bless his heart. He
Braves fans
guy.
Remember the ball's bouncing in the dirt, but, oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst officiated game behind the plate ever.
Levon Hernandez had to live on the outside of the strike zone, and those balls were literally a foot off the strike zone. He was ringing up Crime Dog and those guys. I remember, yeah.
Half off.
It was so bad.
But at least Eric was a nice guy. And
well, karma doesn't help. I guess it doesn't have truth because he ended up passing away like 2 years later. So I guess karma hasn't bit the bullet for, you know, the good and the bad, right? Is that?
Yeah. And Joe West is still umpiring. They can't get rid of him.
He was a naked gun. He's a naked gun. I mean, the guy's been around. Yeah.
He can stay there, and that's just it's awful. And but again, it's always been comical to me that they get pushed or the owners let the umpires push them around. These guys are making $200,000 plus, I think. I don't even know what they make anymore. And they can do it for as long as they want. Short of committing a felony, you can't get rid of them. I just don't understand that.
It's terrible. And that's, yeah.
I was going to say, I Googled Joe S. because I think I know who it is. And, of course, he was awarded $500,000 in a defamation lawsuit against a former player. And that happened last month.
He makes it $500,000 for being horrible.
I laughed at that because how did he defame him? He's horrible. I mean, you can't hurt somebody's reputation that doesn't have one. But yeah, anyways, and that's been one of my biggest complaints and gripes about baseball. Now, the majority of them are good.
Yeah.
You know, 7-8 out of every 10 work hard. They do a good job. You don't notice they're there. But there's two or three of them, and I'll throw out Richie Garcia in the American League, because when I went over there, he talked about somebody had Napoleon complex, and you looked at him wrong. I saw him firsthand charge our dugout going against trying to get to Joe Heskis after Richie missed a couple of calls, and I just couldn't believe it. Nothing happened to him. The umpire charged our dugout. And our coaching staff had to get in the way, and nothing happened to them. Absolutely nothing. And the players, we can't say anything, because if we say too much, you know, they'll screw you. And so, you know, the players will all publicly say, you know, oh, man, they do a great job. No complaints here. But in the locker room, I promise you, there's a lot of bitching going on.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys like Laz Diaz. I mean, I watch baseball every night, so we see all the guys. But there's two or three of them that have bad strike zones, but they're consistent on being bad. Like, you know, they're going to – anything low, they're going to call, like, or anything – there's some guys that can't bend over, so their strike zone's way higher because that's their eyesight. But
that was Eric.
Yeah,
was
exactly.
Eric.
He couldn't get down there. But then, you know, there are a lot of guys that have been around the league for a long time that, you know, they every night – Jim Joyce, I felt bad because he's the one that ruined that call by Galarraga for the perfect game. But he was one of the better ones, yeah. I mean, for a long time. So there are guys that. We get it. But – Well,
yeah, no, there's a lot of really good umpires. And, you know, like I said, a lot of them take pride in what they do. But I'd say there's two or three out of every 10 that they need to replace, and they can't do it. And something has to change with that, because that's just terrible. Because, look, and this is my gripe, the reason they shouldn't make a lot of money is because if you can't get rid of the bad ones, the good ones or the great ones don't deserve to be rewarded.
Understand.
And that's so.
Well, Greg, we're up against a break. We have so much more to talk about. It's Wahoo's hopefully opening night tonight on our network. But overall, it's going to be, you know, one of those long baseball seasons ahead. Everybody at 17-13 thinks they've won the World Series at this point. And looking forward to catching up with you every week here on the show.
Yeah. Now, hold on, Chad. We got to get in this. My Giants are 19-12 leading the West, so we got to get that plug in there. Let's go Giants.
I always for you. And the Red Sox are doing well. I don't know why. I think that eventually they're going to come back to bite me. It's more tears, I call it that way. But, hey, Greg, appreciate it, bud, and we'll talk to you here soon.